Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Daf Chaf. Shabbos Daf Chaf, but today's a very special day in Daf Yomi land. As many know, today's the yard site of Rav Meir Shapiro, Zion Cheshvan. Whenever we start saying the same Talamatar, that's how you remember, you know, today's the yard site. So just two, you know, everything we do is Le'ilu Nishmaso, everything we do every day, really. They say you didn't have any children, but really all the Lomdi Daf Yomi are his children. So before just we get into the today's daf, just to quote you two points. They put out this amazing, large Daf Yomi pictorial history that somebody gave me this past summer, both in English and in Hebrew. So I had the one, I'll read you from the one in English, thoughts of that Rav Meir Shapiro said, and then afterwards what someone said about him. Rav Meir Shapiro said when he was thinking about coming up with the idea. He said, when I traveled to Katowice in the year 1912, 5672, in order to participate in the conference of the Agudas Yisrael, a serious question occurred to me. How could it possibly be that the Litvish Gaon from Brisk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, will lead negotiations and debate with Reb Yaakov Rosenheim, who hails from Frankfurt in Western Europe? Surely Reb Chaim of Brisk aspires to see all the factions of Yiddishkeit tied to the Dalaramas of Halacha, or Reb Yaakov Rosenheim will have different aspirations and concepts of his own of a different manner? Or how could it be that a religious Jew coming from materialistic America will agree to the ideologies and outlooks of a Jew from Tzfat, who is, in the positive sense, a God-fearing and devout extremist? How will the two of them find a common language? Who is possibly able to believe that the Orthodox Jew from Holland, educated in the modern culture and wisdom, will be capable of working together and going hand in hand with the devout Jew from Poland, who zealously guards his traditional mode of dress? I am not ashamed to admit that after I departed from the Knesset Gedola, this question plagued my mind, and I did not find a solution for it. The more I attempted to solve the mystery, the more it troubled me. No! What does a Jew do in a time like this? You open up a Gemara. So I took out a Maseches Brachas and I started learning. After I finished learning the first Mishnah and moved on to the Gemara, where Tana Hecha Koi, and he got it to get to the whole beginning of Maseches Brachas, I started to search in the commentaries, Rashi, Tosas, Marsha, Marami, Lublin, for an explanation that would placate my mind. After I became familiar with each other's manner of explanation, a new interpretation crystallized in my mind and quickly deciphered the Gemara for me. At that moment, said Rav Meir Mila Blin, almost immediately an idea flashed through my mind. Behold, this is the answer to my serious question that I was dwelling on before learning. For every person knows that the Mishnah was formulated in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud in Bavel, Rashi and Tosfos in France, Marsha in Lithuania, Maharam in Poland. Each of them reveals something different, but at the same time, each is dealing with and discussing one question. Where is the Tana of our Mishnah standing? Tana Ahecha Kai. Now the solution to the mystery of the existence of Israel lay revealed before my eyes. In this case, the Agudah serves a golden chain of solidarity and unity, including within its framework those hailing v'chulu v'chulu. And he says, Torah brings everyone together. He says, that's where, he says, I need to create the daf, I need to suggest it, in order for those two, B'nai Yisrael, to be mekushar and to be connected to each other. He, Rahman al-Islam, he was nifter 78 years ago, right, 1933, right, the Zion Cheshvan, Erev Shabbos, 1933, I think so, he was only 47 years old, but, 1933. At the Levaya, just to quote one of the Hespedim at the Levaya, O Rav of Lublin, all the Tanam and Amoraim have come this day to greet you and bring you joyously into Gan Eden. Who can be compared to you who has increased and spread Torah Shel Baal Peh through the Daf Yomi? He only lived through the first Siyum. He was nifter between the first and the second Siyum. And the first Siyum was in Lublin. There is no Rav, no Gadol in Yisrael who has revived so many Mesechtas of the Talmud as you have. The Mesechtas were orphaned. They sat humiliated on the shelf. No one sought them out, save for a few precious scholars in each generation, until you, Rebbe Meir, came and revived them. They became the property of the whole of the House of Israel, all who participated in the Daf Yomi. All those Mesechtas, the tens of thousands of Blat Gemara that were learned in your merit, come to welcome you. The Chulu, and they continued, this is right before the war. Anyway, that was the, this is Mamie Lublin, who we think about today on his yard site, Zion Cheshvan, but it's, we all owe a debt of gratitude, and Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka put him at this time in history, in order, because he knew that Kala Yisrael needs the Daf Yomi. Kala Yisrael needs this time in history. They need to be connected to each other and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the learning of the Daf. Okay, With that introduction, we get back to our Gemara, Yutes Mabez, with Hashem next year again, Zion Cheshvan, let's remember to discuss them a little bit. By the way, I got a couple of emails, people heard I'm giving the daf next Shabbos, Sunday in Teaneck is in the Shul B'nai Yeshurin. So, by the Hashem, those who want to come and join, feel free. Okay, says the Mishnah, Yutes Mabez, the last Amud, the last blot, in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. Then tomorrow, by the Hashem, we start getting into Baba Malikin, and tomorrow starts the Chanukah Gemaras. So, Yutes Mabez. Ein solin basar basal ubeitza, ela kadesh yitzulim ibod yom. So we're still talking about actions related to Erev Shabbos. That's what this whole parak is after Hotzah was started. Says the Mishnah, one is not allowed to roast meat, onion, egg, until it is roasted, or the on the side it says she yisbashlu mibod yom. Either one has to be ready for beforehand. As we mentioned, this is when it comes to bishul halachos. Even Beis Hillel agrees to some of these gzeiros. This is not because of an issur of shvisas kalim that my pot is not allowed to work on Shabbos. That's not what we're talking about. The issue is a specific gzeira, as we'll get to more in the third parak of shehiya, leaving items on the fire from before Shabbos that are not cooked to a certain degree. So that is also the Rabbanim, because as we had a couple of days ago, Shema Yechate Big Yecholim. You might come to be Mechate, might come to stoke the coals in order for the food to get ready quicker, and therefore Chazal answered it unless you did something, as we'll see. Okay, next, a nosdin paslatan or imchashecha. Similarly, one is not allowed to place bread into the oven as it gets dark, below charara gabe gechalim, or other type of baked item onto coals, elak deshi yikarmu paneh amibon yom, unless its face, its cover, will be nikram, will become dark, will become crusted, amibon yom, from before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kadeshi yikram atachtul shalah, as long as the bottom part of it becomes crusted. What does that mean? The Gemara will talk about what does the bottom part mean. So, based on Talmudic ovens. Last line, Mishal Shalin as a Pesach Batanar im Chashecha. One is allowed to, though usually we have the Xeris just discussed, but one is allowed to, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, lower the Karban Pesach into the oven as it's getting dark. Uma Achiza, and that's why is that different? Because that's in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to say, Kwanim Zrizim Heim. And they'll make sure that nothing happens, so these Isurei Durabanan do not apply on regarding the Karban Pesach. Shalshon as a Pesach, Bataner, as the Karban Pesach is put in Im Chashecha, right? Whole Karban Pesach, as it's put in, it's shechted and all the preparations are done in Erev Pesach, and it's put in, and it's ready to eat at the Seder that night. Rashi says, Shalshon as a Pesach, V'hu nitzle v'holech v'shetechshach, v'yavagav d'ba'alma ain't solin, k'd'amran. Obviously, we're talking about Erev Pesach that's going to be on Shabbos, because at regular Pesach, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, but at Pesach, hold on Shabbos, HaKashari, T'B'nei Chabura's reason heim, U'mitkiri Ahadadi. Right? They'll remind each other, the B'nei Chabura, not only the Kohanim, but it could be that the area where the Kohanim are the only ones cooking it, but Kohanim's reason heim, and therefore, maybe the whole area has that status. We'll get to in the Gemara. Is the concept of Ein Shvus Bamikdash only connected to Kohanim, or is it connected to the place, and therefore would apply even to Yisraelim?
Didn't they take it home in Yerushalayim to be
sold there? It started off at the Beis HaMikdash, right, so in a Chinami. So it might have been cooked in Yerushalayim, but as we'll see, the principle that the Gemara is going to apply is going to be the Kohanim Zrizim Heim. B'nei Chabura Zrizim Heim. Right, therefore, right, in a Chinami. It could be even outside. U'machizan esa'or b'meduras Beis HaMokad, and also one is allowed to light the fire right before Shabbos in the Meduras Beis HaMokad, where there was a fire in the Beis HaMikdash in order to keep the floor warm, in order for the Kohanim, so who walked around barefoot, would not get sick. So that's why they were allowed to light that also, and they wouldn't have to light it and worry about it at night. Good. The Rambam here, even though Rashi explains how I just said it, that the issue is to warm the floor in order that the Kohanim's feet aren't cold, the Rambam says maybe it's also connected to the fact that always having a fire. That might have been another source where they always took fire from. Okay, so we have the first part of the Mishnah having to do with the Isurim, that have to do with Bishul and cooking and roasting on Erev Pesach, and the second half having some heterim in terms of Pesach and the Bnei Chabura, thank you for the correction, Zrizimim, and the Machizan HaSa'or lighting the fire going into the Beis HaMokad. Ubi Gvulin, but when it comes to Gvulin, when it comes to outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kedisha Tochas Arberubun, if you want to light a fire before Shabbos, it has to be done so that most of it is burning beforehand. What does most of it mean? Again, the Gemara will discuss it. So the Or Barubo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pipecham and Kalshuv, when it comes to lighting coals, since coals light themselves, as I like to do, once coals are lit, there's no worry that you're going to do anything, and therefore, just lighting it a little bit beforehand is good enough. Okay. Says the Gemara Vakama. How much? Going back to the first halacha in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to beat sola. You're not allowed to put something on a flame, unless it is cooked, roasted before Shabbos. How much has to be roasted? So here's the famous line, Amar Belazar Amarav, Kedesh Yetzolom Yibod Yom, Kema'achol Ben Drusoy. As long as it is roasted and cooked enough as the food of Ben Drusoy, who was a bandit, who was always on the run, who never ate his meals fully cooked, because he was always on the run. So as long as you cook it enough for Machol Ben Drusoy, that is good enough for cooking on Shabbos. How much is Machol Ben Drusoy? Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. Rashi here says a third, Bishula Shlish, a third of its cooking, and the Rambam says half of its cooking. So according to, it could be a kul and a chumrah. According to Rashi, if you cook it a third, then Rashi is a chumrah, because it's already chayiv daraisa. If you make something Machol Ben Drusoy on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, it's not done yet. Masha'en Kain, the other way, the other machlokas. Once something is Ma'achol Ben Drusoy, is it still subject to Bishul Da'oraisa? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba also. The Rashba says that right when something is Ma'achol Ben Drusoy, then it is finished, as we'll see. Says the Rashba, let me just find it, I brought it here. Says the Rashba. Okay, either way, I didn't. The Rashba Shabbos right here. I don't know if I had it in my hand. Either way, the Rashba says Machol Ben Drusoy is the minimum and the maximum. Once you cook a Machol Ben Drusoy on Shabbos, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. But going from Machol Ben Drusoy to fully cooked is not an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. It is an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Rambam though is clear until it gets to Bishul Mevushal Kol Tzarcho. It's still subject to Bishul D'Oraisa. Says the Rambam, Avon Espashel Kulo Chatzi Bishul Chayiv, and it continues. The Rambam says, until it is fully, here it is, the Rashba. Yeah, but Odeish Li Lomar. The Rashba says, to call the Bashel Kamachu Ben Drusoy, Lekam Misha Magus, stirring it, which we'll get to. The Hamagus Misha Mavashel Hudim Achayiv. The Kiva Shigil Machu Ben Drusoy, Su Lekam Misha Mavashel. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rashba Shita. Once it gets Machu Ben Drusoy, it's finished. And the Rambam says, no. Hamavashel Al Ha'or, Dover Shahayim Mavushel, called Sarcho, O Dover Sheino Tsarch, Visual Klau Putter. If you cook something that's fully cooked, or something that doesn't need Bishul, not for now, Putter. Mashma, anything that's not fully cooked is going to be subject to Bishul D'Oraisa. We're knowing L'Chumra, the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass on like the Rambam, in terms of fully cooked. This is the Shir, what the Gemara says here, for Bishul D'Oraisa on Shabbos for solids. And therefore, it basically, what's the Gemara saying? It has to be halachically cooked before Shabbos in order for you to be able to leave it on the fire. Even the Rashba, who says that after Machol Ben Drusoy there's no more Bishul D'Oraisa, he's still worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals and cause the malach of Havara, forget the cooking, the malach of lighting a fire. That's what we're worried about here, stoking the coals. So even if you say, above Machol Ben Drusoy is not D'Oraisa, so we still understand this Gemara very well. But that is all by solids. But how do you determine half or a third? How do you determine half cooked or a third cooked? There are some items that are, let's say if you have the cooking process, they cook more in the second half of the process. At the beginning, it's more raw, it's thawing out, and afterwards. So the Chazon says you determine half or a third in time. If something takes 3 hours to cook, so then an hour is a third, an hour and a half is a half. Right, so that is, you go by time, says the Chazon Ish. Kol sheyiyah mevusha, kamacha b'chay kodem shkitz hachama, bishul hu tzur b'ha'ocha b'lo shayach b'chatsoim, v'tzorach l'shar b'zmana bishul. Im espashul kol tzorach b'bei shows, arboim regam, heim l'shush bishulo. You always go by time, says the says the Chazon Ish, and that is the Pashtus. So that is all, as I mentioned, by solids. What about when it comes to liquids? By liquids, you can't use Machlo Ben Drusai. Right? Because it's edible. Machlo Ben Drusai usually, we determine is edibility. But when it comes to liquids, it's edible when it's cold. Right? So what is Machlo Ben Drusai? How would that work here? So the answer is, that's not. By solids, you don't use Machlo Ben Drusai. Rather, you use what the Gemara says later on Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Yatso Ledespo, Mem Amabes. The Gemara talks about Yatso Ledespo, whatever temperature. It goes by temperature, heat. That's what works by liquids, not solids. Kalsha Kreso Shal Tinok Nichves, different Pshatim. But that's what's used by liquids. How much is Yatso Ledespo heating up? So it's Machlokas in the postgame, 100, right? I'm still in Fahrenheit. Right, 120 degrees is the highest temperature. Of Aaron Cutler is quoted as saying, Rav Moshe says about 110 degrees, again, different shiurim, but either way, Machlo Ben Drusai, and we don't play around with Machlo Ben Drusai. We don't, okay, is it hot enough that my hand drops? Okay, no, so it's still okay. We don't play around with Yatso Ledespo. We don't put it even into a place where it would be close to Yatso Ledespo. Okay, but this is the Gemara. How much has to be cooked beforehand? Kamachlo Ben Drusai. If it's not Kamachlo Ben Drusai, what are you allowed to do before Shabbos? So we'll get to that in a little bit. Itmar Nami says the Gemara also. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Where else does Machlo Ben Drusai come up? In another area of Halacha. Kol Shehu Kamachlo Ben Drusai Ein Bo Mishum Bishule Nachrim. If something is Kamachlo Ben Drusai, there's no Bishul Akum when it comes to it. What does that mean? What does that mean? So we know there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Bishul Akum. In the world of Pas Akum and Cholav Akum and Yayin Akum, Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum means if a non-Jew cooks something for me, then it is Asr for me to partake of it. Asr D'Rabbanan, even if I know all the ingredients are kosher. But the Halacha says with the three conditions. Three conditions I need for the Issa of Bishul Akum, and if I'm missing any one of them, it's Mutter. I need all three. Two of them are pretty clear. Number one, if something will be eaten raw, then there's no Isser Bishul Akum. So a non-Jew could warm up hot water for me, because I could just drink that cold. So it has to be something that cannot be eaten raw. Number two, it has to be a chashuv item. That's the hardest one to pin down. What the Gemara calls Ola al Shulchan Malachim. And it goes up on the king's table. It would be served at a wedding. So Bizman HaZeh, everything would be served at a wedding. Right, at a smorgasbord, you'd have everything. Or at a morning brunch. Right, so there's very few things that's hard to pin down that one. But the third one is very lamaisa. That is, the non-Jew has to do the process start to finish. So it has to be something that's not eaten raw, a chashuv item, and it has to do start to finish. So that's why Ashkenazic custom is, if the non-Jew turns on the fire, no problem. I'm sorry, if a Jew turns on the fire, then the non-Jew can do everything else. Right? Or if there's a pilot light, it could be if the Jew turned it on once, that for the rest of the time that the pilot light is on, it's okay, aren't so many pilot lights anymore. Except in industrial ovens. But those are the three rules. So what happens if something's already cooked Kamachlo Ben Drusai? So that's what the Gemara says here. Once something, kosher Kamachlo Ben Drusai, if it's already cooked Kamachlo Ben Drusai, then there's no more Bishul Akum. If a Jew cooks it Kamachlo Ben Drusai, so then there is no longer Bishul Akum. It's already cooked. And therefore, there is no Isser for a non-Jew to continue the process. Right? This is even separate from turning on the fire. Even if a non-Jew turns on the fire, but if a Jew cooks it, Kamachlo, if it's already cooked, Kamachlo Ben Drusai, then it is not a problem. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes a Radvaz, which is a big Chiddush, which we don't hold of. The Radvaz says that if it's eaten raw, then it's no problem cooking it on Shabbos. Because of this parallel to Bishul Akum. So the Gilyoni Ashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel, jumps on him, and he says, what are you talking about? Don't compare Bishul Akum requirements and standards Durabanan to Bishul Daraisa on Shabbos. If it could be in raw, so you could have a lot of boil up water on Shabbos. It's crazy. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he quotes this right. He says, Dvar of Pliat Suma. He says, they by Shabbos. There's an issue called Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay, we'll get to that later. But it's Eino Domeh, that to Bishul Akum. It's a big chiddush to suggest such an item. There is a machlokes 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch about the other way. Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What happens if a non-Jew cooks it Kamachlo Ben Drusai? And then a Jew comes in. Is it too late? I've gotten the shayla before. I remember one time somebody called me up. Help in the house. Obviously, in Chutz Laaretz, who wasn't Jewish, wanted to do me a favor, and she saw I had prepared the chicken in the morning. She put it in the oven. She put it in the oven for me before I got home. Oy vey. How much is cooked already? How much is cooked already? So, thank God, in that case that I remember, but a lot of cases, that case, it had been put in 20 minutes earlier. So, the maisa wasn't cooked, the raw chicken. Right? So, you take it out, you put it back in, or you turn off the fire, you turn on the fire. Right? Whatever, however you want to do it. But let's say it was already cooked, kamacho ben drusoy. So, now, does it help? So, that's a machlokas between the machaber and the ramah. If you're looking at Yeredeya in Kuf Yud Gimel, Yeredeya in Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Tes, Machlokas, between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Tes, Nasan Yisrael Kedera Al Ha'esh, Vesilka Uba Ovid Kochav, next one. In Bishlo Ovid Kochav Kamacha Benjusai, Vigamru Yisrael, Yesh Lesor, Shulchan Aruch Has Machmir, Elam Kain Iriv, Imkainu Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif, Sheish Behefsin Maruba. Okay, unless it's Hefsin Maruba. Ramah, Vesh Matirin Bechal Inyan. Matirin, why? Because up until Mavushal called Sarcho, so that it would still be okay. Again, it's hard to compare the Rabbanu Daraisas. It could be the Rashba who says that there's no Bishul Daraisa after Machal Ben Drusoy. He got it from this Gemara. Could be that he says, because what do you see? Up to Mavushal Kol Tzarcha was an issue. Good. Finishing up, Tanya. Okay, we could spend much time on this on these couple of lines. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Kol Shehu Kamachal Ben Drusoy, Mutter lahashoso agabe kira v'yafalpi shein grufa uketuma. The famous shita of Chananya could be top three shitas of Chananya in Shas. I would dare to say Chananya. We'll talk a lot about Chananya by the Hashem in the third parak. Chananya shita is once a food is kamachu ben drusai, then there's no isser of leaving it on the fire however you want before Shabbos. Leave it on an open flame. That's the Makel Shita of Chananya. Kol Shehu, if it's Macho Ben Drusoy, so then you can leave it on the flame even if it's not Garuf V'Katum. Even if you didn't do something to the flame in order to remind me that it's Shabbos. Garuf, you didn't sweep out the fuel, the wood, V'Katum, and you didn't cover it. Even though you didn't do that. That's Shita of Chananya. Once it's Macho Ben Drusoy, no problem. Major Machlokas Rishonim. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Do we pass it like Chananya? Do we pass it like the Rabbanan? Many Rishonim pass it like Chananya, as we'll see. Rashi Paskins. Rabbanan just looked. Rashi Lamed Vav, I think it is. Right, Rashi in the third parak. Rashi never Paskins. Lamed Zion. Sorry. Lamed Zion in Mabez. Rashi says, V'anan d'mashin k'deir agabi ki rashin agrufa ad Chananya samchinan. We Paskin like Chananya, says Rashi. Hoel b'tan stamasisa kavase. Okay, we pass on like Chananya. And Tosfos says we pass on like Chananya. The Rambam and the Rif do not. Okay, so we'll get to that, Beis Hashem, later on. But either way, this is the Shita of Chananya. Once it's Machal Ben Drusoy, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do Garuf HaKatum. Usually, Garuf HaKatum means we have to put on a covered fire. That's a blech, and that is whatever other coverings one discusses. There's an important Rashi, though, here. Rashi says on Katum. Rashi says, what does it mean, katum, to cover it? Mefazrim efer milamala. You spread out colder ashes above the flame. Kedei lahafik chomo. In order to lessen its heat. Shelo Yosef hevel b'Shabbos. So that it's not Moshe, it doesn't get hotter on Shabbos. So Rashi says, covering it is kedei lahafik chomo. Do you really need that? Do you really need kedei lahafik chomo? The Chazon Ish does not allow blechs. Or tinfoil, right? We'll get to crockpots later in the Masechta, lining the inside of the crockpot. So, rover the poskim hold, right? Assuming you have to line the inside of your crockpot. So you line it with tinfoil throughout the whole inside. You have it sticking out a little bit. Maybe you cover the knobs too. Okay, we'll get to the lamaisa. But the Chazon Ish says tinfoil doesn't work. Or the blech. Why? Because of this Rashi. Covering isn't just so that you remember it's Shabbos, but covering needs to reduce the heat as well. And tinfoil might be do just the opposite. Might make it even hotter, or a tin. So therefore the Chazon Ish is against blech, the Minhag Olam is against the Chazon Ish. The Minhag Olam is be makel, to assume tin foil and a blech, the chulu is all okay, to be considered covered, but the Chazon Ish, based on this Rashi, says that he thinks it has to cool down the area. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing, Eino sedes apas v'chulu. So we said, getting bound to baked good now, baked goods. When it's not allowed to put pas in an oven, im chashecha. And the second opinion says, unless it's crusted, and a blazer said, until the bottom of it is crusted. Where did we have once before in this Masechta about baking goods on the inside of ovens? So if you had that back in the beginning of the Masechta. One sins in order is one allowed to sin in order to save their friend from an even more serious crime. Right, we discussed that yesterday in Mitzvah Shir, those who listens. We discussed the Isser of a master. If you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, and the Mishnah says in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, we force the master to free his slave in order for his friend to be able to get married, because who is he going to marry? He's Chatzi Chatzi. So that's an example, Tosa says, of the Bailim is violating La'olam Hem Tavodu, freeing an Eved Kenani, in order for the servant to be able to do Puravu. The interesting case. So that's where it came up earlier. Okay, Ibo Elohu. What does it mean when Rebbe Elazar says the bottom of it has to be crusted? We know if anybody's ever made pita, right, in the olden days, how did they bake? What they did was they slopped on the batter onto the wall of the oven. Well, like pita, you do it on that round thing, right, the wall of the oven, and it bakes that way. So what's called bottom? Is the bottom the part that's touching the wall, or the part that's open that's over the fire? So what does it mean that the bottom has to become crusted? And L'may Nafkamina, because it could be that the part against the wall, the assumption is, gets crusted later. So you would need to have more done before Shabbos. So Yibay Lahu, Tachton Hech Degabe Tanur, is it the part against the oven? Odimla Tachton Hech Degabe Ha'or, or is it the part over the fire? Tashma, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Kadesh Yikru Paneh HaMudubakan Betanur. Okay, the part that is next to the oven. Mishal Shal Nisa Pesach. So lowering the Pesach, as we mentioned on Erev Pesach, everybody's allowed to put that in, even though it's going to cook later on Shabbos, my taima, Mishum de B'nei Chabura Zrizenhein. Because the B'nei Chabura, right, as we said, B'nei Chabura are Zrizenhein. There's going to be a lot of people in groups, and therefore we assume that each one will remind the other one and won't come to violate the Yisr. So the Gemara says, Halav Hachi Lo. But what, without, if it wasn't Erev Pesach, nothing would be Mutter? But didn't we have earlier, we discussed that in certain cases there was a Heter? Gadya, Bein Sharek, Bein Lo Sharek, Shaper Dami. We had Gadya, which is the type of meat that a draft would be very hurtful and harmful to the cooking process. And we said, whether it's sealed or not sealed, it's okay. Because we're not worried there, because a draft would be harmful. So Gemara says, Has, no, there's a difference. Hasa mintach, hacha lo mintach. And by the gadya, gedi, that's the Karm Pesach, same animal. Right? So why is there? Over there, you see you don't need the B'nei Chabura. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hasa mintach. When it's cut up into slices, into pieces, so that's when we say that a draft could be dangerous, and therefore, not dangerous, just it will hurt the process, therefore we're not worried that you're going to do it. But hacha lo mintach, here it's whole. If it's whole, a draft affects it less, and therefore we're more worried, and that's why you have to have the reason of the B'nei Chabura. As we know, the Karan Pesach has to be roasted whole. Beautiful Chizkuni that we mentioned a couple of years ago, I think in the Parsha Shir, where the Chizkuni goes through in Perek Yud Beis, in Shmos, goes through every halacha of the Karan Pesach, showing how every halacha is basically to put it in the Mitzrayim's face. Try to start to push it. Everyone! You know, for 4 days we tie it to our bed. What do you think it sounded like? Imagine you have a goat tied up next to your bed the whole night. Bah, bah, and they hear it next door. They hear their God tied up to your bed. Right? And then what happens? What do we have to do? We have to roast it whole. So it can't be like we're going to be having a barbecue and they're going to be saying, oh, they must have gotten other meat from somewhere else. No, they see it as a goat. They see it whole. And not only that, when are we roasting it? Bein Har Abayim, late afternoon, when everybody's coming home from work. We don't do it in the morning, everybody's out in the fields. We do it, and what happens? We have to do it outside. We have to roast it. There's nothing that an aroma wafts from more than a barbecue. Right? You don't know when everybody's cooking noodles. When you make it a barbecue, all of a sudden the whole neighborhood knows, oh, Ross is having a barbecue tonight. Right? Because the aroma wafts. So every little detail about the coming Pesach is about putting it into the Mitzrayim's face. You know, they had 210 years of fun, and now it's time for us to show them who's the real God. Among other details, that was just some of them that come to mind. Okay, u'ma'achiz in a sa'ar v'chulu, and the Mishnah said, lighting the fire in the Beis Hamokad before Shabbos. Minohani mili, how do I know that you're allowed to do this? So at first we think this is a heter d'oraisa. And then we're going to realize that it's only a heter d'rabanan. Amar Rav Huna, lo sevar reish b'chamosh v'seichem. Rav Huna says, well, the pasuk says, only two malachos are explicitly stated in the Torah. Most malachos, it just says, l'sasakal malacha. And we learn out, based on a misora, which malachas are included. But there are two malachas that are explicit. One is hotza'ah, and the other is fire. Vayakel. Lo savar veish b'chol mosh voseichem. You cannot light a fire in all your moshavos. B'chol mosh voseichem I atamavir. In all of your moshavos, you're not allowed to light a fire. Aval atamavir b'midoros beis hamokad. But you're allowed to light it in the beis hamikdash. That's not called in all of your moshavos. So therefore, it sounds like that it's a heta daraisa. So far, that the Gemara says, Matzal la Rav Chisdi, hachi, afilu b'shabbos nami. This pasuk is talking about on Shabbos. Forget before Shabbos. You're telling me that the Isser of lighting a fire is only in Moshavos and not in the base of the Mikdash? You should be able to light the fire on Shabbos itself. But the Mishnah says only Erev Shabbos. Ela Amar Rav Chisda? No, you're right. Kra ki asa lemishrei evarim upadarim huda asa. No, the pasuk is telling you even evarim upadarim, meaning the karbanos of Friday that you are burning overnight, right? And it's Shabbos. Still, that's also mutar. Rashi, evarim upadarim huda asa lahatiris hektera and kol halayla. That's what's allowed on Shabbos. But regular fire, that's not allowed on Shabbos. Daraisa only allowed on Erev Shabbos. Rashi continues, Aval Maduras Beis Amokad, She'eno Tzarech Gavoha, Elo Tzarech Kohanim. That's not Tzarech Gavoha, that's Tzarech Kohanim. Lo Hutra. So that's not Mutter, only Tzarech L'Chashecha, because Kohanim's reason, and we're not worried anything's going to happen. This could be Rashi L'Shitaso. Remember we mentioned on the Mishnah, why do they light the fire of the Beis Amokad? So Rashi says it's to keep the floor warm, in order for the Kohanim not to freeze. The Rambam says, no, they used the fire for the Mizbeach. So it's Rashi L'Shitaso, that this fire was Tzorech Hedyot. It was for the Kohanim's feet, it wasn't for Tzorech Kavoah. And therefore, it was not Mutter on Shabbos, and it was only Mutter on Erev Shabbos, because we're not worried that they're not going to make the fire bigger, because back to the Gemara, V'Kohanim Zrizim Heim. Kohanim are Zrizim, as Rashi says, Shekulam Hayu Bnei Torah, V'Charedim V'Nizkarim V'Lo Asu L'Chatuyim Shetachshach. And they won't come to do it, because they are all Zrizim. The Kesef Mishnah, this is a quoted Kesef Mishnah, puts together two principles that don't really appear together in the Gemara. Some Gemaras give you the hint to it, like this one, but the Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah in Beis HaBechira, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Beis, the last Halacha in Ilchot Beis HaBechira, the Kesef Mishnah says that the reason for Ein Shvus BaMikdash is because Kohanim's Rizim Heim. He puts those two principles together. You might not have said that. You might have said, what about Yisraelim in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, so that's an example where you might say Ein Shvus BaMikdash, well, you don't have Kohanim. And on our case, like we mentioned before, you have a case of Zrizim Heim, not on the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine, that's not a stira. But the Kesef Mishnah, there, the end of Hilchot Beis HaBechira says, V'yavagav t'kayim alon Ein Shvus BaMikdash, Mishum t'kohanim Zrizim Heim. The Gemara never says that. He puts those two principles together, but he says, Shani Yachai, he talks about how they used to check on at night that everything was going well on the Beis HaMikdash. Did they light torches? Did they have torches? Did they just use candles on the side? But anyway, he puts those two together. So it sounds that way from the Gemara, even though it's not explicit. Continuing. Ubigvulin, Kedesha Tochas, Igvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, what kind of fire could you light? Kedesha Tochas, Vechulu, just enough so that you have to have enough so that the fire is the majority lit before Shabbos. Kodesh Tochas, V'chulu, my Ruban, what does it mean? What does Rov mean? Amar Rav, Rov kol echad ve'echad. Let's say you have six logs, you need the majority of each log burning in order for you to be allowed to leave that as an open flame before Shabbos. Ushmuel Amar, I don't know, what if somebody wants to light a fire in their house? What's light a fire in the living room, right? Before Shabbos, so you could have like an ambiance that night. Fireplace. Right, a fireplace. Thank you. Never had one, so. So a fireplace before Shabbos. So you let it do that right before Shabbos? I'm gonna light it right before Shabbos. And I'm gonna light it up. I'm not gonna touch it. I'm gonna put a little, so there's a guard there. So this could be very lemaisa. If you light a fire, that's what they were talking about here. So, no, it has to be Rov kol echad ve'echad. Shmuel amar, kedesha lo yomru, havei etzim v'naniach tachtehem. It has to be enough that people won't say, you know, can you bring more kindling, please? We need more kindling. So it has to be so lit well enough so that you're not going to need any more kindling to be brought. So the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, what's needed? Tana Rav Chiya l'siyue l'shmuel. Rav Chiya came to bring a siyua to Shmuel. Why? Because what? What is the context of the following line? That is a major discussion in the Rishonim here. The Pashas is, we're going to have this again in the next parak, that is talking about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Kedei shetalheit shalheves ola me'eleha, the mitzvah is to light the menorah so that the shalheves is lit by itself. It's the mela lit. You're not going to have to bring anything else in order to have it lit. That's the mitzvah. That's called lit. So that's the right to Shmuel, that as long as you don't have to bring anything else to cause it to be lit, to remain lit, so that is the a parallel. The Maritz Chayes here wonders, Rav Chiya, Tani Rav Chiya l'siyue l'Shmuel, asks the Maritz Chayes, Nir Be'enai, Loshen Zeh Mashma, Shrev Chiya Ba'atzmo, Shama Divrei Shmuel, Behevi Siyu L'Dvarav. Right, it sounds like Rav Chiya is bringing a raya to Shmuel. He heard a shear from Shmuel, and he says, okay, I'm going to bring a raya. Ube'emes matzino l'kaman. Shmuel amr mishum Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was Shmuel's rabbi. V'gamzos lo matzino b'shum makom. But we never find anywhere to Shmuel laman b'Rav Chiya. So what was the relationship between Shmuel and Rabbi Chiya? V'gam ishlano safik im Shmuel hayapam be'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chiya was in Eretz Yisrael. V'ulai b'yalduso. Maybe he went there when he was younger. V'az hayasayeh the Rebbe v'chulu. V'avozul hazeh lo matzinu zikaron seim Shmuel be'eretz Yisrael klal. We never find a story in Shas or anywhere where Shmuel is mentioned in Eretz Yisrael. V'rav k'shenachas l'bavel matzakvar Shmuel rosh yeshiva ben Ahardah. Okay, he says, interesting that Rabbi Chiya is bringing the riot to Shmuel. We don't know so much connection between the two of them. Okay, Viter. Eitz Yechidi. What if you have one log that's burning? So you can't talk about, you know, most of the logs. You have one big log. So how much has to be lit before Shabbos in order for you to be allowed to have that? Rav Amar Rov Av Yo. Rav says most of the thickness of the log. V'amila Barov Kekefo. And some say most of the circumference of the log. Meaning the whole outside. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, Bini Rav Avyu, Bini Rav Akefo. As Rav Papa does many times in Shas, he makes Shalom. He says, okay, let's do both. Remember at the end of Brachas, we had it a couple times. We don't know what to say, Rov Ados, Akelo Ados. Okay, say both. Right, we don't know what to say by a rainbow. Right, say all of them. By Birchas HaTorah, we also say, but I don't think it's Rav Papa. That's not Rav Papa on Daf Yad Aleph and Brachas. Right, Nimrinu L'Travayu, but Rav Papa throughout Shas always comes up with both opinions, just do both. Right, and many say that's why he was zochet to have the ten sons who were Talmidei Chachamim that we mentioned at the Siyum. Rafa Mar Papa, Surcha Mar Papa, all the Papas. Right, because he was always into Shalom. Kitanoi, this is really a machlokas tanoim, when you have one log, what's needed? Rabbi Chiya Amar, Kadeshi Shachis Eiz B'Malechas Ha'uman, you have to burn it enough so that it cannot be used anymore by a craftsman. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer, Kadesha Tochas Ha'esh Mishnei Tzadim, as long as the fire comes up on both sides. That sounds like circumference. Right, that's the machlokas. And even though there's no raya to this, there's a hint to it. Eshnek sosav achlo ha'esh. The two edges were eaten by the fire. V'tocho nachar hayitzlach l'malacha. And the inside was parched. Would it be successful to use this for malacha? Meaning, whenever you can't use it for malacha anymore, that's when you know that is the stage. V'ha'ach l'fadav mivo ares. Yirmiyo says, v'ach in front of him was burning. Rashi says, "Besreifas Yehoyakim haMegillah ksiv." Right, the burning of the Megillah that he was Yirmiyahu was besnab again on Churban Habayis as he was a lot. My ach, what does ach mean? Once we're talking about items burning, so till the end of the parak we talk about sreifa. Amarav achvana, it's like a willow. It's like a willow was burning. Ushmol amar eitzim shenidluku baachvana. No, it's wood that was lit by a baachvana. Baachvana altogether from achdus achvana. So somebody once came and said, who wants an achvana? So he found a willow. He's like, oh, so that's how you know the willow. Achvana means a willow. Amar Avuna. Now Avuna gets back into Hilchos Shabbos. Kanim ein srichen rov. Reeds, lighting reeds on Erev Shabbos, you do not need to light rov of them because they light so quickly from each other. So you don't have to light the majority before Shabbos. Ogdan srichen rov. But if you tie them all together, you will ogi them, then it needs a rov because the fire cannot get in between them as easily. So if they're tied all together, then you need rov. Garinin ain't srichen rov. If you have seeds of dates that we use as fuel, also does not need a rov because that's great kindling. Nustam b'chosalos srichen rov. But if you put them in chosalos, which was a kli that you filled them up with all together, again it needs a rov because they're all together. Maskav l'Rav Chisda adar abba. Rav Chisda thinks the opposite. Ifcha mistavra. Kanim mivadron. Ogdam lo mivadron. Garinim mivadron. Nustam b'chosalos lo mivadron. No, when things are together, they light better. It's just the opposite. If they're together, that's when you don't need a rov. And when they're separate, that's when you might need a rov. It's Barnami. Also, similarly, Amar of Kahana. If Kahana says, Kanim, we're going to go with our girsa. So Machlokes here, other Rishonim have the opposite girsa, but we're going to go with our girsa. Amar of Kahana, Kanim Sha'agdan Srichen Rov. Reads that are bound together, you need a rov, like the first opinion. Lo Agdan Ein Srichen Rov. Garin Ein Srichen Rov. Nasan Bechosel Ein Srichen Rov. Okay, that was all like the first opinion. Tani Rav Yosef, Arba Meduros Ein Srichen Rov. Four types of meduros, of torches, do not need rov because they burn so quickly and easily. So we're not worried that you're going to need to fix anything. Shall zephes, if the it's fueled by pitch. Vishal gafres, or by sulfur. Vishal gvina, or by cheese. Gvina. See, in the side, it changes it to kira, wax. The gra changes it to kira. Vishal revav, or grease. I think more later on says, if a Talmud Chacham can't go out with a revav al bigdo. Grease, dirt. So those are the four that don't need a rope. B'masisa tana, afshel kashe shel gvava, also straw. Right, straw also burns very quickly. Amar Reb Yochanan, eitzim shel bavel ein srichen rov. Babylonian wood does not need rov. So maskel Reb Yosef, mahi, what's Babylonian wood? Right, well, there's a lot of wood in Babylon. Ilema silsi, are you talking about little pieces of like sawdust? Hashta psila amar ula hamalik tzorach shiyid lak barov. If a wick, which burns very well, needs rov, Berov hayotze silsi mi bai, so surely silsi. Like, well, that's not no better than no worse than a psila. Salam Rav Yosef socha d'arza, branches of cedar trees. That's what burns very well according to Rav Yochanan. Rami bar Abba Amar zaza, a type of moss. It's translated as okay. Either way, different materials and how much has to be burning before Shabbos in order for it to be mutter, and you can leave it burning before Shabbos. Hadrach is a Shabbos. So, Baruch Hashem, we finished the first of the 24 prakim here in Masechta Shabbos, the most prakim of any Masechta that has a Talmud Bavli on it. Right, Kalim is the longest, but that does not have a Gemara. Bame Malikin of Ami Malikis. This parak is all about Hadzalaka. So, all right, we're going in order. Right, this first parak was about Erev Shabbos. Now we're talking about lighting. You do Hadlakas Neiris on Erev Shabbos. The third parak is going to talk about lighting, leaving things in the oven before Shabbos and on the oven. Right, it's very orderly. We go in chronological order of the day. So, Malikin, what are you allowed to light with? So, what's the issue? So, there are two reasons why you wouldn't be able to light with something. Either because it's not a good flame, it's not going to burn so well, and therefore you're going to try to fix it. So Gzeira, Shema, you might come to fix it, therefore you're not allowed to do it in the first place, to use such an inferior type of flame. Or number two, we'll get to, if it's the flame that is will go out or smells bad or something else, then you might leave. And there's a mitzvah to sit by your candles when you eat. So for both of those reasons, Chazal said if it's not going to burn well or it's going to be something wrong with it, you can't use it on Erev Shabbos. So v'amalikin v'amein malikin. Ein malikin, lo v'lechesh, v'lo v'choset, v'lo v'chalach, v'lo v'fzil se'idin, v'lo v'fzil se'midbar. All different types of materials for wicks. V'lo v'yroka shal p'nei amayim, or the seaweed, right, that floats on the river. All of these items do not create a flame that burns well. Now we get into the fuels. Velo bezeves, you can't use pitch. Velo beshava, you can't use wax. Whoa, wax? We'll get to that. Velo beshemen kik, velo beshemen srefa. Or shemen kik, a type of oil, we'll see. And not shemen that needs to be burned. We'll get to truma temeya. Velo ba'alyo, you can't use a tail of a sheep, which is very fatty. Velo b'chelev, all the types of chelev. All of these you can't use. Nachama madi omer, malika mechelev mevushal, you can use cooked chelev. As long as you cooked it, it's okay. V'chachamim omerim, echad mevushal, v'echad she'enim mevushal, ein madlikin bo. Right? You can't. Period. Again, halakas neiris is a huge topic. Just to mention one point, and that is, why is there a minog to say this on Erev Shah on Friday night? Right? This is an ancient custom. The Torah quotes it. The Torah quotes, it's a whole parak. I'm sorry, whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon reish ayin. V'noagin lomar mishas v'alam malikin. L'fi sheyesh ba din hadlaka, v'shlosh advarim, so sarach adam lomar, so pesar, Erev Shabbos v'chashecha. We'll get to later on, it's the things you're supposed to say in your house Erev Shabbos, and therefore the minhag is to say it. V'noagin ba'ashkenaz, shalala omer b'yantav shchaliyaz b'Erev Shabbos. V'be sheyin yichol lomar, yisar temiraftem, because it's already yantif on Friday. And then you say kaddish, and v'niftarim l'beisim l'shalom. So first of all, the tour only has ba'al malikin. It doesn't have kagavna. Right, he only has Baal Malikin, number one, and it's also pretty clear from the tour that they said it at the end of davening. In some Siddurim, Baal Malikin is after Ma'ariv. For he says, say Baal Malikin, and then go home. Ba'omer Kaddish, v'niftarim l'beitem l'shalom. So it sounds like from they said it at the end of davening. If you look in the Beis Yosef says, V'yoser nachon la'omra kodem. It's better to say it earlier. Kiminag b'nei svarad, sha'al yedei kriyas perekzeh, Yizkar, Shalosh Dvarim. You want to say it earlier because if it's the three things, you ought to be able to say something. We still say it anyway. We generally say it too late anyway. Sounds like from the Beis Yosef, he wants you to say it before Shkia. Right? That's much earlier. Okay, but he says that's the, that is the, Minhag. The Rama discusses this, the Bach discusses this too, that, you should at least, say it before you eat. So even if it's a little later. But anyway, this is the Siman Reish Ayin and the Torah of the Beis Yosef all discuss, saying Baba Malikin because the focus is on the Mishnah later on that talks about the three things that you have to say in your house, or the Minhag has to say in one's house before Shabbos. But it also has to do with Erev Shabbos. And therefore, that's why we say it. So that's Baba Malikin, all of these. A lot of halachas of halachas neighbors, maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. So let's talk about what some of these materials were, though, first. Lechesh, what does it mean? Lechesh, socha d'arza, the bark of cedar. Socha d'arza, it's ba'amu. What do you mean, that's just a piece of wood? So how could you use that for a wick? A bark of a cedar? No, ba'amra nisa d'ispe. It's the woolen soft part that's inside of it. V'lo b'choset, you can't use choset. Amar Rav Yosef, da'or shel pishtan, that means flax. Amalei abaye v'ksiv ahaye hechason lin na'ores. The chason will become na'ores. Bichlal d'choset alam na'ores. So you see, it's not the same thing. It's tooth. It's one thing will become the other one. El amar abaye, kitna d'dayik v'lo nafitz. It means flax or some other material that was beaten, d'dayik v'lo nafitz, and it wasn't combed yet. That's one of the lamentas malachas. We'll get to menafetz. Velo biklach. Amr Shmuel shaltina lechonu chusayama. I asked all the people who went down to see the Amri kulcha shmei. The Amri, and they said, really, klach is kulcha. Rav Yisrael Barzira Amar gushkara. Okay, different type of material. Rabban Avabai Haviyasa Kami Deravana Nechemya Achuad Reish Galusa. They were sitting in front of him. Chazi Davi Lovish Mitaksa. They saw he was wearing a fine silk. Amalei Ravin Liabaya, Hainu Klach Nitznan. That's the Klach. That's the material. That's meant in our Mishnah. Amalei Anan Shira Paranda Karinan Le. Oh, we don't call it that. We call it Shira Paranda. Okay. Meisvei. The Mishnah says Hashirayim, or the Brisa Hashirayim Baklach Vasirak and Chayvin Betzitzis. What do you mean? What materials are Chayvin Tzitzis? Shirayim silk, Klach and Sirikin. They're Chayvin Tzitzis. What do you see from there? We just said that Klach is Shirayim, but you see it's two different materials in the list. So my answer is either tiyufta d'rava tiyufta, either they ask akasha, no answer, or yibai seima, shira l'chud v'shira paranda l'chud. Right, it's two different materials. One is plain silk and one is silk of paranda. Good. V'lo b'fsil se'idon, can't use p'fsil se'idon, achavina. Right, we just had that. That's the willow tree. We had that in Amman Aleph. Rabban Rabbi Havika Azli Bapaksa de Tamarisa. They were walking in the valley of Tamarisa. Chazinu Lahanu Arvisa. They saw willows. Amalei Rabban Labaya. Hainu Idan Tetran. That's Idan. Amalei Ahu Eitz Baalmu. No, that's just wood. Kalaf Achvile Amranisa de Beni Beni. No, he peeled and showed him the soft part inside. That's what I'm talking about. What's the most, what is this doing here in Shas? What do we care about these materials? First of all, it's important to know what the materials are. But number two, wherever these rabbis walked, they were thinking about Torah. They see a willow tree. Oh, that's the material, right? It says in Pirkei Avos, right? Kala masik mi mishnaso, amahalech baderech. Right? There's no hefsek. If I'm taking a tiyul, Torah's on my mind, right? I see the tree, and I think of the Mishnah in Bamalikin. V'lo b'vzilas hamidbar shavra. That means tall grass. V'lo b'iroka sha'al v'chulu, the seaweed. Ma'hi ilei ma'uchamsa d'charitzi. Is it the black stuff that's floating? If ruchei b'farcha, and that falls apart, right when you pick it up. Can't be that's something we're talking about. So it can't be used for a wick. El amar of papa, uchmasa da arva. It means uchmasa, the black floating stuff that goes around the boat. When a boat docks, all this gook comes around the side of the boat. That's what we're talking about that would be used as a wick. They cannot be used. Tana, hosifu alein, shal tzemer v'shal seir. They added on, also tzemer and seir cannot be used. V'tana didan, why didn't our Tana mention that these two can't be used? Because they wouldn't be used anyway. Tzemer nefes covets, tzemer gets smaller and curls up, so you would never use it. Seir, ichruchi michrach, it gets singed, and it's not good to use anyway. So therefore, we don't use it. Period. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll have to start talking about wax tomorrow. First thing. Wax, it says in the mystery, you can't use wax. What about many of us use wax candles? I mean, I got many of us use wax candles, but we'll get to that tomorrow. And we will start the Chanukah Gemara. Chaf Aleph. Chanukah will be tomorrow. Then Thursday, Friday, there won't be a daf online, but hopefully it's there from last time. I'll double check. And on the YU Torah site, we're going to try to move them over, but YU Torah site has the daf from the last cycle. And then Mezah Shem will be up online again after tomorrow, Sunday. I hope to have it online from, again, from Teaneck. Monday, I have to work out exactly where. But then we'll be back here in Eretz Yisrael Tuesday morning. Okay.